just noticed a lot of things about what was going on in the situation, Johnny, and that's when I got all of them fired. And that was a first, and I'm going to try that from now on, because I think when you walk into a hairstylist, hair parlor, beauty parlor situation, and you can just tell instantly the energy is off with the girls, and it's not just management's fault, it's all their fault, and so fire all of them. And so that's what I do now when I go someplace and the customer service is terrible and they won't let me give a speech on it. I just have all of them fired. I've got connections with all the people who own the real estate under these businesses, and that's the real money right there. I just talk to those investors and I'm like, you know, are you going towards, you know, an exit strategy of 6, 8, 10, or even 12 times cash flow on this? Because this current business sucks, and it's time to get rid of it. Put something else here, like, you know, tarot aerobics or, I don't know, psychic readings. I can help with that because I know a lot about it, and I already know the future on that, so you should listen to me. And they did, and they not only fired the entire staff, they blew up the building. So that was a wonderful thing. That was just wonderful. And now what's there is a vintage clothing store that sells old drag queen outfits, sequins, chiffon, lots of delicate pastel color dresses, and that went under right away, but see, that wasn't my idea. You know, they had an old queen on the investor's board of directors or whatever, and finally, she dropped dead, and he deserved it. He didn't know anything about cash flow. Anyway, let's open the phone lines and get into the business. Oh my goodness, it's Pastor Perniet Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries. I just got a call from Pernice, my long-lost adopted sister that don't look nothing like Perniet. She's in charge of our new Blessing Loom and Susu programs for a tenfold return. I don't know what none of that means, but my financial advisor said it's good for the best for the church.
I'm here, guys. I'm just, like, you know, chilling. I'm having some iced green tea. And then later I'm going to go out for Thai food with Sonia.
I'm here, guys. I've got some bad news. I went to the doctor at the county clinic on my Obamacare card. Turns out they found out what was wrong with my IBS and my SIBO and my bowels. I got dumping syndrome from eating fast food and cheap-ass clearance food and food bins and these AM/PM mini marts. So I got dumping syndrome, but you know, what's good for me is I already got the bedpans built into my Barker Lounger.
Wow, so a lot of things to talk about. It sounds like everything that we're going to be talking about revolves around success.
Oh, I think so. I'm going to put Pernice, my long-lost adopted sister that don't look nothing like Perniet. I got to keep saying that because I don't want anyone to think that Perniet and Pernice is related when she's adopted and don't look nothing like Perniet. But she's going to go through our success training program at Blessed Souls Ministries along with Jenny Glick. She makes poppin' fresh toast, buns, and wholesome butter rolls using a traditional family recipe with fresh, holy ingredients.
I know you probably don't care about Sonia, but she's just like a buddy. We're not dating or anything. She's not vegan. She's not any of those weird leftist things. She's like normal. And she drives a new Lambo that she paid for herself, and not with any kind of trust fund or divorce settlement. She's really cool, so yeah, I'm looking forward to more conversations with Sonia.
The thing about dumping syndrome is you can't have fast food anymore, but I can go to Denny's. As long as they're not one that's closed because of all the goddamn Marxists trying to be violent and have equality and diversity, equity, inclusion. Well, they're closing everything with their goddamn stupid crime. But they can't shut down this Denny's I go to. I mean, it is the only Denny's for miles around. You know, otherwise I'd have to go to the other side of Vegas on the other side of the strip. But I don't want to go all the way over there. You know, it's too far.
What I think we need to do is coalesce these topics. We seem to be all over the place, kind of like Debbie, Patty, Kathy. You know, the three bitches from the Midwest who think they know everything there is to know about chicken on the grill, potato salad, and other kinds of potato salad. And I'm just sick of the Debbie Patty Cathys of this world, when really they should be looking up to someone more like Judy Duress, who's a fashion and style designer who consults with me on my hairdos. And I got a couple of PDFs that I was sent in the email, celebrity notes to gift to the audience as my gift to the audience. And I worked with Calorie Johnson in her ancient hairstyles, meditations, soaps, and incense on this. She's got a shop somewhere in LA. And so anyway, back to the coalescing, you know, let's get it together. Well, I thought I was getting it together because I told you about Pernice and Jenny Deglick, and then, but we'd also had a turkey emergency at Blessed Souls Ministries. All our skittish turkeys got loose, and there's nothing worse than a loose, skittish turkey. And luckily, it's February, so we got time before Thanksgiving this year to catch them all and hopefully calm them down so that they ain't skittish.
Guys, if you could get it together, then I won't have to call in and listen to my own show on my own network that I sign the paychecks for. Could you please, like Catherine said, coalesce the topics? You're all over the place, and I don't understand the plot of where this is all going. Goodbye.
I knew he was going to say that. I knew he was going to say that. I had a holy premonition from White Jesus that said, you all need to cooperate and connect on the content. And that's my three points I want to talk about is cooperating, connecting, and contenting. Because a lot of people don't cooperate and connect with the content they're putting online, and that's why it ain't working for them. Well, that's what I mean by Debbie Patty Cathy. I mean, if we keep going by these three bitches that just want to get into something, and it's all about conflict for them. It's all about fear. They don't look up to Judy Duress. And I told you I got these PDFs that I'm going to be sending out with celebrity gifts, celebrity wisdom from Hollywood, because I think if people just paid more attention to celebrity wisdom, we could get those box office receipts up, okay? And we wouldn't be relying on China for these, I don't know, propaganda stories that aren't working. When you go woke, you go broke. And it's time to tell China to just shove it. Sit down and shut up, China. You're not all that. The people of China are wonderful. The Chinese Communist government can suck it. I thought we wasn't supposed to be talking about politics, because that's why we don't send money to the Ukraine situation, or Syria, or the Middle East, or anywhere, or like the blue states.
No, he's right. I mean, we're not supposed to talk about politics. That's still part of the policy of the network.
Yeah, that's why I don't like politics. You know, because it's like, I learned the hard way before I got dumping syndrome that fat loss fast food is a lie, fat loss TV is a lie, fat loss politics, that's a lie. Whoever I vote for, I better be losing the fat or they're a fraud. And it's all a big lie. Everything's a lie right now. And that's why we need to get in the QAnon newsletter and get everyone reading that, and that way we can get the word out about dumping syndrome and Trump.
You want to dump Trump? But he's not the president right now, Glenda. Mitt Romney is the president right now, and that's why everything's a mess.
No, I know that, honey. We got to get Mitt Romney out of there and prevent Joe Biden from running for president, too.
No, except Joe Biden is the president right now. That's why everything's a mess, because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay, so let's get off the politics, because this is not what the pastor said about coalescing, connecting, and contenting, or whatever that was. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you said earlier, but it did make sense, even though I forgot it. It wasn't memorable.
Well, it wasn't memorable because I was quoting someone else in the congregation on our Wednesday night circle of sin, where I go around the circle and I beat their face with the Bible if I detect sin going on in their soul. You know, we've had a lot of soul deaths in this last month, and so I had to buy more property out back behind the church so we could dig more dirt pits and put them dead, dried-out Christians in there who's just sinning up a storm. We've got a real high turnover the last couple months of Blessed Souls Ministries. They's all dying. They's all dying, and we got sudden death syndrome. I don't know if it's because of the COVID shots or they just giving up. Because they think World War III is about to happen. Sorry, guys, it's my dumping syndrome gas anomalies. That's what the doctor said. I thought we was already in World War III. That's why all the farmers in Europe are blocking everything and attacking the globalists, piling up manure and spraying dirt shit all over the buildings. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I love it. It's a French Revolution.
It's actually French Revolution 2.0, and I hope they go there, if you know what I mean. I know we're not supposed to say certain things on the air, but I hope they totally, actually, you know what I hope? I hope the world French revolutions all the current global leaders, because that's what we need in order to get on with
it. See, now you speak it in code, I don't really know what you mean exactly, like in a legalese way, when you say, we need to French revolution this, so it sounds almost like a sauce you put on burgers.
Now, I think people need to be careful about the sauce they put on burgers, because if you eat too many burgers, you get acne, you break out, you get backknee, you get legknee. You don't want zits on your legs, especially when it's almost time for bathing suit season.
Oh my God, it took me so long to get rid of backknee. I finally figured out how to get rid of it, and I just like put a paste on there of plaster of Paris. I was trying to plug up holes in a wall somewhere and leaned up against it. I was so tired and the plaster stuck to my back, and then Sylvia just ripped it off, kind of like a wax treatment, you know, to remove hair, except this pulled out my back knee, and it's been great ever since. I don't know if we can put that in a product or not, but my back is just back knee free.
That's one thing I don't know yet about Sonya, is if she's got any back knee or any other problems like that, because we really just met.
I know you just met, and you keep bringing her up, okay? And I've resisted drawing a tarot card on her doing a psychic reading because I can already tell, Jonathan, it's not going to work out. Mm-hmm. It's just not going anywhere.
No, I know that, because I don't want it to go anywhere. So you're actually accurate in your psychic... reading of it, because she and I are not dating. We're just work buds for this project we're doing.
A project? What project are you doing with her such that it's a work project and you're not dating Sonya?
We're actually teaching people who do corporate trainings, you know, to companies and corporations. We're training the trainers on how to be better trainers. So it's cool.
Oh, that sounds interesting. That's fine, honey.
Well, wait a minute. Why didn't you call me? You know I'm a motivational speaker. I'm America's favorite top motivational conservative Republican pure Christian speaker. I mean, I've won awards for this that I had to pay for and everything.
Why would you pay for your own award if someone gives you the award?
Oh, please.
Don't you get it from somebody else? Why do you have to pay for it?
Because I'm the one who bought it. I bought it, I sponsored it, I created an award so that I could win it. Why open it up to competition? You know, that's what my resume is filled with all kinds of awards I've paid for.
So you're just giving yourself participation trophies, is that what it is? So you've participated in your own...
Oh my God.
...purchased success?
Yeah, honey, that's like buying a paycheck for yourself, and then you have to pay for your paycheck. So you're out money before you get your paycheck, then you gotta use your paycheck, you know, to pay off the debt that you spent money to get your paycheck. You know what I'm trying to say? Loan sharking.
Ugh.
That's how I went broke and ended up in that goddamn halfway.
That is not Christian language, Glenda, but Pernie know what you're saying. You're not supposed to go to loan sharks. You're supposed to go to a loan dolphin, because they's nicer. And that way you don't pay up front, they pay you instead. Whole different system, Glenda. I'm sorry you don't know about it. Maybe you is bereft of holiness. I learned that word from my therapist.
I'm bereft. Breath. Isn't that some kind of toothpaste or fabric softener sheet?
Oh, I think you're thinking of Dreft, but I thought that was an air freshener for underarm deodorant. Mm. Or maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. Was it a car freshener?
I thought it was that creamy ice cream you can only get in England. Or maybe it was that fairy liquid fairy Dreft. Liquid fairy Dreft. It was a washing detergent that you could also use on the bottom of your feet, Cousin Ernie had had stinky feet, and then... I'm just dreading Pernie's coming over, and she's going to see Cousin Ernie, and then she's going to say, oh my goodness, what kind of family is this? And I'm going to have to tell her she adopted, because she don't look nothing like Pernie.
Why are you so afraid of this Pernice not looking like you? I mean, you keep saying that.
I keep saying it because I need to drive the point home that Pernice is not of the Ferner family. She don't look nothing like Pernie. Okay, back to the topic that's most important. Jonathan, how come you didn't hire me as a motivational speaker? America's favorite pure Christian, conservative Republican Christian speaker of a Christian speaking background.
Well,
and I can really motivate people with my pizzazz.
We wanted something more corporate, someone who was not going to be topless, no panties, only wearing the sandals,
well,
and doing second tarot readings, because that's what you do. That's what you're known for, and we did not want that.
Oh, okay, so it's just a positioning statement, because I could be like the opening ceremonies MCS, and you know, you don't want a Debbie Patty Kathy this and have a bunch of women from the Midwest who don't know about chicken on the grill and potato salad. It's just that they're like a bunch of Nancy know-nothings and all blobbing all over the place with their big floral print, I don't know what, dressing gowns, bathrobes, and pink slippers with roses on them, smelling like rose milk, Preparation H, and polygraph.
That's what my half wife smells like on Saturday nights when Sylvia comes over. She smells like all that crap. Smells like an old folks home wherever she goes.
Well, that's because you need holy spray, Glenda, to spray the sin away. And you've got to just spray the sin away with holy spray. That's a little commercial for it. I just now did that.
Did you just now do that, Pastor Man?
I did. I used Pernie's brain. That's the thing my therapist told me about. And it's just like, it's an amazing discovery Pernod had this last month. It's like when you use your brain with holiness, it really gets into that connection and contentation and accumulation, or whatever I was saying about content, with Jesus. So it's very holiness.
You may not believe this, but I have trouble tracking all this. You know, and I watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Well, those are two other shows I could have been the MCS on. You know, emceeing those by twirling letters around and spinning again and pointing to people. Now you go, and now you don't go. Who can't point and twirl around letters and make $30 million a year?
Yeah, I have to go now because the church is having an early meeting today, and we're going to be talking about the power of Satan and sin and how it takes over your life. And one of the syndromes is that people start eating mac and cheese, and that's all they eat, and then it sucks them into Satan. And so he's going to start banning mac and cheese. I got people swallowing little pills with little microchips in them, and we can detect when they's eating the mac and cheese, and then we'll have them excommunicated from the church.
Wow.
Right after we drain their bank account. Bye now.
Oh my God, he must have gotten that idea from the last QNO newsletter. Hold on. The globalists are going to drain bank accounts. If you're not on with their agenda, and I think he's ahead of the curve, I think that we need to drain the bank accounts of the globalists. Oh my God, I gotta get ready for the love boat. We're having Jiffy Pop tonight with sugar on it.
Well,
good night, you guys.
Oh, good night, Glenda. Yeah, so Catherine, I'm gonna let you close the show because I got a meeting with Sonia. We're doing some kind of Zoom meeting or something to talk about the fact that we have Zoom meetings.
Oh, yeah.
So I gotta get ready for that.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. And Jocelyn's going to be doing my toe polish tonight because they don't polish themselves. And I'm not doing it. I have to come up with another award, so business is... I'm in a slump. Okay, I'm in a slump. I need some speaking gigs. I should probably speak on cleanliness of the toes. A lot of women are walking around with these raspy-ass toes and toe jam, getting infections and everything. Oh, my God. I need an award. Good night.